Brought to you by TeenDiaries.net. It's Monday, March 30th, 2015. It's 9 p.m. in New York City. And the crew's here joining me tonight, as well as teen, sensation, and recording artist, Chelsea. All right, not only has she scored big by opening up for Mindless Behavior, the rising star that hails from Atlanta, Georgia, most recently spent time performing on the Juice High School Tour throughout Central Florida, she grabs the attention of several fans while maintaining a spot on our radar as well. So without further ado, let's welcome her to the virtual building. Here's up, Chelsea. Hi. Awesome. Welcome to TD Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So glad you could stop by. All right. So we're so glad that, you know, you were able to come on, but we're ready to have some fun. Are you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Always ready. All right. So, all right.
Yeah.
So let's just start from the very beginning. Tell us your story. How did you get your start in music? What led you to it?
I really thought of singing. Doing it as a career, but really, I was always singing around the house. So my mom and dad encouraged me to become an artist, and they just pushed me from there.
Yeah,
so I got
okay.
in the studio and recorded a few songs, and here I am now.
And here you are. And, you know, it's Women's
yeah.
History Month, so it's only fitting that we ask you to maybe name a few females who inspired you along this path towards, you know, becoming a musician.
Well, two of my favorite female artists would be Aaliyah and Rihanna, and it's just their style. They had different voices, and, you know, it's something about them that makes you like them, like you can't find anything wrong with it. And especially Rihanna, she's not afraid to be herself. So.
She sure is not. That's why we love her too. Awesome. Okay, do we have Moiba in the building? Is he here?
Moiba is here. What up, everybody?
Hey.
Cool. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to get straight to my question. I've been waiting to ask.
That's cool.
I'm just here, kind of reading your bio and whatnot. But I imagine your parents, your family, and friends have got to be super supportive of your decision to pretty much just follow, you know, this dream of yours. But in what
yeah,
ways
they
do they kind of keep you grounded? You know, mm-hmm. being that you have family, you know, and friends around you, they've got to pretty much kind of keep you level headed. But what are some of the things they do to make, you know, keep you from getting the big head?
Well, I'm still in public school, so I guess that helps with that too. But my mom always says, like, when I get big or whatever, don't be doing her wrong and stuff like that. And I'm always around my family. I'm always around my family, so that helps a lot. And they still, like,
don't be
even
doing
though
me wrong.
Exactly. I would say the same thing to my kids.
But they're very supportive, but they make sure I stay leveled.
Okay. Well, good. Now, you mentioned that you're still in school, so I'm pretty sure that can be time-consuming, and, of course, you're doing music. But besides
yeah.
that, what are some of the things that you do in your spare time? if you do have any.
Well, I do a little of arts and crafts. Like, I like to make jewelry and sew and everything. And I like to shop, hang out with my friends. So that's mainly what I do.
Well, good. So you're still trying to keep a normal life aside from living this amazing dream. And that's cool.
Yeah, yes.
That's good.
So as far as your jewelry goes, do you have an Etsy shop, or is it just your personal type of, like, keep calm, get away from me, I want to make my jewelry and relax type thing? Or is it like, this is a big deal to me and I want to share my art with people? How does that work?
Personal thing. I never really thought about selling it online or anything. What? I used to, like, I would give it to my grandma and she'd sell it at her job when she works at the hospital. So that's how I would sell my stuff and to my aunts and everything. But that's a good idea. I might put some on Etsy.
Yeah, everyone has an Etsy shop these days, and I found some great things on Etsy. So, yeah, you should consider opening an Etsy shop.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
So another question that I have for you, what would you consider to be the hardest part about growing up in the spotlight? Being a young artist, having all this, not pressure, but being in the limelight and singing for different crowds, what's the hardest part about that?
The hardest part, I would say, would be to stay motivated, because, sometimes you just want to give up. But, like before I said, my parents and my family helped me stay determined. And, I want to make it, so, I have to keep working hard. And especially since I'm in school, so I have to stay organized and all that. It becomes a lot of work, but, I got to deal with it if I want to become greater as an artist.
Okay.
Honestly, right now, stating the obvious, I mean, clearly we could kind of, if you never heard the song, you could kind of figure out what it's about. But what would you, say to everyone listening? What's the real inspiration behind the song? Were you writing about a special someone, or is it generic?
I was making it for my girls to have something to relate to for when they're missing their boyfriend. And so it's not for anybody in particular, but it's for girls my age, basically. I actually helped write it. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Even better. We love singer-songwriter combos. Okay, that's really cool. Okay, so the video was awesome. We saw Issa
Thank
in it.
You.
Which, yeah, love that you featured him. We've worked with Issa in the past. He's a very talented artist as well.
Yeah.
What kind of made you decide to make him the lead in your video?
Well, he's, like you said, he has great music, and all the girls love him. So I knew he would be great for my video and attract everyone towards it.
All right, great choice.
I was definitely jamming to. I've been jamming to the song for about like 4 or 5 days. So you got a good hit. I'm singing it, it's stuck in my head. So yeah, I definitely like the song. So
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So speaking of music, you've had some awesome collaborations with other artists, including Cash Out. But is there anyone else you would love to work with in the near future?
It's a lot of people. Rihanna, Nicki Minaj. Well, if my two favorite artists were alive, it would be Aaliyah and Tupac, but you know how that goes. And Chris Brown, of course.
Okay. So what kind of song would it be? Would it be like a ballad, or like something like you can dance to, or like romantic? Like what kind of song would it be if you were to write one with, like, let's say Chris Brown?
A ballad.
Okay.
I think that would sound really good with us two on it. Yeah, I think that would sound really good.
Look, CB, if you're listening, we got an artist out here that really wants to listen to CB. So if you listen, well, yeah, that's definitely cool. I would love to hear some of that.
Also, I was going to say, it's not too far-fetched. I mean, they got holograms, so you can mess around and get your song.
Yeah.
Leah, I'm just saying, after a while, there'll probably be an app for a hologram. You just got to, pay a little fee. You can get you a hologram. No, but speaking of just, collaborations and whatnot, I know what that's like to first of all, just be living your dream. It's got to be awesome. But part of doing that, of course, is being on stage and doing your thing. So what's the rush like? What do you feel when you're on stage singing your songs? So what's that, how does that feel for you? Can you describe that to us?
Well, at first I feel a certain type of nervousness, but like once I start to perform and see how the audience is reacting towards me, then I loosen up a bit and start to connect with the audience. So it's really the audience who helps me loosen up to know that they're enjoying my music or it's something that they could relate to.
They're rocking with you. I like it. Cool.
Yeah.
So far, you've been on the Juice High School tour. What's been the most memorable moment so far being part of that?
Well, my first performance here at First Coast High School, the audience was just crazy. Like, with my dancers, they were pulling the chairs and everything. And they were just a really interactive crowd, like the best crowd I've performed for, I would say. So it was just, it was a lot of fun, and it was a great experience. I enjoyed it a lot.
Cool. Now, I know some of the best performers out there put a lot of work into their shows. So with that being said, what do you do to prepare for your show, and how do you get rid of that nervousness? I know you said the crowd, but is there anything else that you do to get rid of the nervousness, and what else is part of the preparation for you to rock the stage?
Well, to get over the nervousness, I just have to, talk to myself about it. Because you don't want to make yourself too nervous. So I just have to calm down, or either I talk to my mom and she helps me out with it.
Do you start talking to yourself out loud, like when people can hear you?
No,
I'm just saying, I don't want people to think you're crazy before the show starts.
Well, everybody talks to themselves once in a while.
Yeah, everybody talks to themselves. I'm with you on that.
No.
Not out loud, though.
Okay, I was about to say, we were going to talk about that. I was about to say, let go. All right. Well, cool.
Okay. Well, you were mentioning, being on a high school tour. Speaking of high school, what is something that for you is a struggle when it comes to high school? We like to talk about all the positives all the time, but we can learn a lot from maybe the negatives or the social negatives of school. Is there something that you've had to deal with at high school that you've, used your music to overcome?
Yeah. Well, in high school, it's a lot of hating females. So I think every girl in high school has had to deal with that. But, you have people who are jealous, and then you have the people who support you. So usually it's more people who support than the jealous ones. But you just have to ignore it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they you doing something and they're not, really. That's what I just think about.
Stay focused, right? Stay focused.
Yeah, stay focused. I'm doing my thing. Like, why y'all worry about me?
Right. Cool. We all have our share of haters. Haterade.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was back in the day when you used to say like that haterade stuff. Maybe kids don't say that. I don't know, but whatever.
But yeah, definitely. I can relate to that.
Okay, so Chelsea, have you heard about Jay-Z's Tidal Music streaming app?
Oh.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I'm not really sure. Like, I watched the video and everything, but I'm still confused about, what it really is.
Okay, well, I'll explain it to you a little bit, and then you could tell me, what your thoughts are on it. But basically, it's a music streaming app similar to, Spotify, iTunes Music, Beats, whatever. But what's very interesting about this one is that it's a high-resolution service, which makes it even cooler. Everyone likes, HD quality content. But their goal is to kind of dethrone Spotify and launch a whole new direction for the music industry by making artists the owners. It's like artists create content all the time and then just kind of give it away to tech companies and social media sites in an effort to reach their fan base. So their artists are now taking a stand. They're like, well, if we're creating the content, shouldn't we have some ownership, you know, in this, in whatever platform we deliver the content to? So that's kind of what Tidal is. It's basically allowing artists to finally have a little bit of power when it comes to their music. So with that being said, in their content, so video content's going to be there, a lot of exclusive stuff that won't be available on other sites or other platforms or other apps. So, you know, this is pretty much music history that's being made today by this, you know, happening. So how do you feel as an artist that artists are starting to take control of their content? Like, do you think that this is going to be very helpful for you as you pursue your career?
Yeah, I think it will. I think it's a great, it was a great idea for them to do that because, you know, some artists aren't able to be who they want to do what they want to do because they're being forced by the others. So I think it's a great step.
Yeah.
And it'll help many artists, upcoming artists like me.
Absolutely. Make more money.
Make more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay,
oh,
did we lose Brianna?
I'm sorry, I'm here. I'm definitely here. Okay, so back in the day, way back in the day, I used to think I could sing and I wanted to do the thing and pick up the mic and rock the stage. But, you know, I kind of like got rid of that dream. So, but for those who really want to pursue a career, don't laugh at me, y'all. I thought I was doing it. I thought I was singing, boy. But I wasn't really. But anyway, whatever. Do you have any advice for those out there listening who also want to pursue a career in the entertainment industry, or are we just out of luck?
No, you're not out of luck, but I would just say stay motivated. Make sure you have a good team behind you who pushes you. Even though you may not want to, it gets hard at times. You just want to give up, but you've come too far. So I would just say stay motivated and have good people around you.
Oh, okay. You really gave a nice answer. So I'm going to ask this. So even if a person just sucks, they're just horrible, they're not good.
Well, if you have good people around you, then they should tell you that you,
Lord have mercy.
Okay, good. That's real. Give me your okay. I was going to say, come on,
so
now. You know you done hurt. Everybody is not meant to sing. Everybody's not meant to act. Everybody's not meant to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not meant to host TV radio. But we are.
But we are. Ding, ding, ding. I have a question. So in regards to like being like in the limelight and the spotlight, I imagine that you have like a glam squad. Is that correct? Like, how did you pick the people on your glam squad, and how do you find your signature look? Or do you have a signature look?
I wouldn't say I have a signature look because I dress different ways, so I don't just dress a certain way all the time. But the way I got my glam squad together was like, you have to experience other people and see who you really like the most. That's what I did. And I just stick with those people from then.
And I feel
like my
not everybody can touch my hair. Look.
I had the same hairstylist in my first video, so.
Okay.
Oh, that was cool.
You are a very beautiful young woman. I will say that.
Thank you.
We're like, she's gorgeous. And, you know, I'm always, you know, every time I see just a beautiful brown girl, I'm like, this is awesome, because I just feel like so many girls need to see that. And, you know, we've talked about the topic of colorism very often on our platform. Actually, Gabrielle Union came on to talk about it with us, and it got into a heated debate. But Justine Skye, who's another young singer, we signed it.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Yeah, gorgeous girl. Love her to death. A huge supporter of Teen Diaries as well. And she mentioned recently in a radio interview, she was giving advice to other, you know, brown-skinned, dark-skinned girls out there who are feeling, like, adversity within their own race, you know? And I think it's important for us to talk about it. Like, have you ever experienced, like, colorism amongst your peers, or have you know your whole life just okay? So you have. So, is there any advice?
That's funny
because like
I just had an essay in school, but yeah, I have experienced it. Like people will say, "You're such a pretty dark skinned girl," or just call me dark. Like I don't really think I'm dark like that. I'm just brown. Like I have a different shade of brown that I wouldn't say nobody else has, but not a lot of people have. But I would just say you just have to learn how to accept yourself, because every light person isn't gorgeous and every dark person isn't gorgeous. So, and I hate that that's a topic that we have to debate on. Like we shouldn't even have to debate on that topic. But I would just say true beauty is within.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I could agree with that.
It is. Ugly is on the outside, though.
Oof,
go ahead.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everyone
ugly
has
can
their
be found. Yeah. Ugly can be found in the comment section of most websites and social media apps. People go crazy. Okay, moving along. We're going to play a fun game with you. It is time for Speed Diaries, all right? You have 60 seconds to answer as many questions as possible before time runs out, okay? So you have to be on point. You can't, no stuttering, no. You got to, like, spit them out. Okay? Let's try to get all these questions in. I have faith in you. I believe you can do it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, Chelsea? Don't let us down.
Okay,
so I'm going to read the first question out loud, and then the timer will start. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. First question, who is your favorite actor or actress?
That's a hard one. Mark Wahlberg.
All right, what is the last thing you do before bed?
Put on lotion.
What is your favorite TV show?
Bones.
Late night or early riser?
Early riser.
What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Nicki Minaj.
What is your favorite dance move?
The name is.
Where is your favorite place to shop?
Friends.
10, 9.
Who is your best friend?
8, 7. Six.
I actually have two.
5, 4, 3.
What is your birthday?
2, 1.
I couldn't hear that last one.
What's your birth sign? What's your birth sign?
Oh, what's my birth sign?
Yep.
Yeah. Zodiac sign.
Oh, Cancer.
Cancer. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to give you 10. You got 10 out of 15. I'm going to need you to work on
that. Which is good.
Okay.
I think that's good.
That's
I thought
good.
I was going to be worse than that.
No, I just felt like you were going to get to that 15. It was something, but then you got stumped. You got stumped on the actor question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely No, I got it. I'm holding on. I'm holding it down. So you've accomplished, like, a lot in 2015, and the year's practically just begun. We're only in April. Well, not really. April's tomorrow. We're almost in April. But what are some of your major goals for the future? To win a Grammy.
Get it,
Be on the billboards, have a number one album or a number one song. I'll settle for that one. But and have at least about 3 albums, I would say, in the next 4 to 5 years. 3 to 5 years.
Hey, you better be working.
Putting in work.
So, I mean, I guess you kind of already answered this, but if you can wish anything for yourself, any one thing, what would that wish be?
For 3 more wishes.
That was pretty good.
So we love having you on today. Tell the people
Thank
how
you
they
for having connected with you.
We got to get your information so we can follow you and like and retweet and everything, because I want to stay in touch for these 3-4 albums in the next 4 or 5 years. So,
Well, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at They Know Chelsea, and Chelsea is spelled C-H-E-L-S-E-A. So make sure y'all follow me and go check out this hairline I'm endorsed with. It's called B. Antonio Hair Supply. So if you follow me, you'll see it on my page.
Okay. We see you out here working. Well, we definitely wish you lots of continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Like, we loved having you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I enjoyed it. That was great.
Yeah.
I'm inspired. I'm going to pick up the mic again, y'all. Little do you know. I'm going to start singing. Power singing first.
Do it, girl. Live your dream.
We are on a side note. You are my hero for the night. You are my
hero. I'm your hero? Man, look, I got the cape on today. Look, hold on. Wait a minute. Shoot. It's okay. I still love you. It's okay. We just fall asleep sometimes. It's all right.
Woo!
All right.
I love y'all. Welcome back to TD Radio. We back in the building, baby.
You know what?
I think before we do entertainment news, we should play like a little bit of Chelsea's song, just so the listeners can know who Chelsea is as an artist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
We'll play
well,
to the first verse. I mean, the first chorus.
First chorus?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Here.
Kiss it.
Keep my focus, but you got me open, boy. Remembering those moments when you and I got closer. When you're gone, I'm hopeless, boy. I ain't gonna lie, I can't help but smile. You be on my mind, boy, like all the time. Put it on my life, your mind be right. Reminiscing about the kisses every night. When I'm oh, that it hurts. Hope it don't get worse. Kissing you could be my remedy. Your lips give me energy when I'm kissing, kissing, kissing.
Bye, Chelsea.
That's
it will stick
kissing.
In your head for the rest of the night. Thank us later.
Kissing.
Thank us later.
Yeah. I'm
sorry.
Hit
that
note. It's so catchy.
No. We don't need to do that. We're good.
I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to do it.
It's such a great song. You know, back in
the
day, well, I don't know about your day, but back in my day, like, when we had a crush or whatever, like, and if we didn't know how to, like, explain our feelings, we would, like, send them the link to a song, be like, hey, you should listen to this song. This is how I feel about you. So I might just send this song to my crush and be like, hey, listen to this song. This is how I feel about you. Because, it's such a great song. Y'all didn't do that back in the day?
I swear Brianna thinks that we grew up when there was 8 tracks.
I know.
She thinks we grew up. We had CDs. It was cool.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we had a bathhouse. Jeez.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't
Lord.
Know.
We had
BET. Like,
it was
old.
Music videos. We got email.
Oh.
I mean, not to college, though, but, you know.
I'm sorry. Well, you know. Anyway.
We had cell phones. Sorry. Just one.
But y'all had antennas on your cell phones, though.
Antennas.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe I just lied. I don't know. But anyway, news yet. Y'all embarrassing me.
No, it's okay, Punky. You're doing good. Go ahead and do it.
It's going to be entertaining.
Welcome to Hollywood,
bye.
Baby.
I'm not even talking.
Good.
Right, like I said earlier, music history was made this afternoon in New York City. Musicians from Kanye West to Coldplay have turned their Twitter avatars blue. I know you've seen them. Also, their Instagram avatars are blue, too. And basically, they're bringing attention to Jay-Z's new streaming music service called Tidal. And just ownership in this cost him a cool $56 million, you know. Just a little something, a little change, you know, and that's none big, you know. But basically, Jay-Z invested in the future of music. He held a press conference earlier this today to launch the streaming service. And like I said, it's called Tidal. It was previewed with a star-studded trailer that featured Madonna, Rihanna, Beyonce, and so many more people. Many of those artists are so huge. It's like you know, people always say that it's like hard for very talented, creative people at a certain level to work together because there's too many egos involved. So that's what's really kind of amazing about this movement, this whole Tidal movement, that all of these artists at this top tier level have joined forces to say, you know what, we got to do this together to make a change. And I feel like it was a long time coming, so I'm glad that it's, you know, finally happening. But yeah, kudos to them. I'm sure all of these artists will be, you know, changing the game, putting the icon back in artistry, because even Madonna was quoted saying that she feels like artists aren't icons anymore, and the real icons are like the media and tech companies and the you know, the social media sites, and it's kind of like they're using artists as like pawns in their game of being powerful, you know? It's like,
yeah.
So they want to take that power back and be like, no, remember when y'all, you know, the Beatles used to have everyone else like screaming and they used to be the icons. So it's like, we want to be icons again. And Madonna having and still being an icon, I'm sure she feels that she's losing a bit of her luster as technology improves, because, you know, people are just into like anything nowadays, reality TV stars. It's like artists are like, we want to take back the power. So yeah, high five to them. It's pretty awesome. If you want to know, learn more about it, or if you want to subscribe, just go to Tidal.com. Rihanna's new song, BBHMM. I'm not going to say it.
What does that
mean? Itch better have my money. Itch better have my money. Is on there. And it's only available on this new streaming service. So if you really want to hear that song, you got to go there. I'm sure the video will probably only be released there as well. And Beyonce has a T-shirt that's also on the website that features the lyrics to her new single. Not to her new single, but to her single Haunted / Ghost. So if you want that, you can only get it on Tidal.com. Tidal.com.
Spell Tidal. Some people might think it's like Tidal. It's like Tidal.
Right. But it's
like Tidal Wave.
Like Tidal Wave. Yes, exactly. Now, let's talk about all the artists who aren't the founding fathers of Tidal.com, who might be sitting home right now, a little peanut butter and jelly. Okay, let me tell you who's there, especially the urban artists. You know, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Jay-Z, Beyonce, of course. You have Madonna there, Daft Punk, Usher, J. Cole. But there was a lot of people that were missing that I know were like, now what? What is P. Diddy doing right now? Is P. Diddy like, yo, son, like, I can get in on this? They're like, nah, you got to rock. You cool?
I think Diddy's got his hands full with Revolt. But I think it's really dope that was done. I just caught wind of it today like everybody else, and I was like, what is this? And then to hear what it was exactly. And I think it was a quote I saw from Jay-Z about making music important again, making it worth something. Mm-hmm. And you hear people even in the business say, you know, if you want to make money, you don't need to go into the music business because it's changed. It's, you know, but and as an artist myself, knowing what it's like just trying to, you know, get get your music out there, get it to the people or whatever. And I'm not, of course, nowhere near, not even in the same atmosphere as a Usher or Jay-Z or anybody of that stature, but to know that that's available and you have means now to go and get all the money for your music, especially if you're a writer. That's where, man, you put a lot of sweat and blood into this thing, and then to know that you're only going to receive a very small, you know, amount of money when like you just said, big giant companies will use your music to promote their agenda. And right. It's like you're kind of an afterthought, but we're just going to use your music. So I think that's dope. I think that's hopefully a shift in the game for real for musicians.
Totally. But you just kind of skipped over my question, though. Who else wasn't in the building that you know or like?
What? I ain't see Weezy.
I sure didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I sure did
I ain't
not.
See Tip. I ain't see Ross. I did.
Oh, come
but
on.
You know
I
what? I just
expecting to be invited. Come on. Like, let's rewind. I'm going to act like you didn't say that. Okay, say that again. What else did you
50. I ain't 50. No, but you know what? I honestly believe, I refuse to believe that they weren't, because I don't think when it comes to money and just being smart, I don't think Jay-Z excluded them, because that's still going to benefit him. So if they join his, but
yeah.
I think they probably caught wind of it, but like, I ain't going to do that. But I guarantee, I believe this thing is going to be big, and folks that that were not there will be finding their way there soon.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really noticeable that Drake wasn't there for me, especially with Jay.
Yeah,
Cole,
I was like
yeah, it's interesting. I'm like,
I didn't
want to be there
because
he's got the hottest
it,
like music right now. Like, he is one of the hottest artists.
I ain't see Chris Brown there.
Sure didn't. He's a little too risky for business, I'm sure.
Don't.
Yeah.
We are never going to get you keep doing stuff like that now, Isha.
I'm just saying, like, this is, like, this is corporate. We can't have Chris Brown. And, no.
Did you see something about, maybe I did it, I don't know, about Fix My Life, What the Face was on there.
My next story. Good segue.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
No, it's a good segue. No, seriously. Don't be sorry. Okay. So it's been almost a month since Karrueche Tran called it quits with Chris Brown. So, and you guys know why it happened. Pretty much after she learned that her former boyfriend was the father of a 9-month-old baby girl. So she recently decided to share her feelings about her fallout with Chris in an intimate, emotional interview with life coach Ayanna Banzat, who I absolutely love, on OWN. Okay, so in the interview, Karrueche admits she still loves Chris Brown. I mean, who would? I'm just saying, you would still love him after, even though he kind of did you wrong. But, I mean, it's Chris Brown. All right. But then when asked if she would consider taking him back, she said that she wouldn't. And I'm kind of glad that she did say that. She also talked about how she knew him and his ex-girlfriend Rihanna were still seeing each other. And so much more. So towards the end of the interview, Karrueche stated that she was going to move on and focus more on her career and her relationship
with God. Okay.
Yes.
She did say
people
that.
I'm telling you, people went crazy on my Instagram timeline. The memes went like, I'm like, how did y'all create these memes while the show was going on?
You got to be creative.
I didn't see it.
And you got to be witty.
It had been quick.
Man. Quick.
Yeah,
Drake
would say,
quick.
Exactly. Anyway. In other news, Jamie Foxx, in his first stint at iHeartRadio Music Awards, host Jamie Foxx coasted along on controversy, making potentially offensive jokes about Black History Month, American Sniper, and Suge Knight throughout the night. But the actor/singer received backlash when he also took aim at Bruce Jenner at the top of the show, making light of his alleged transition to a woman and saying Jenner would be doing a his and her duet and more offensive jokes of the like. So Fox drew tons of fire from many viewers on Twitter, including celebrity blogger Perez Hilton. So, Jamie.
Can I say something, please?
Yes.
Go ahead, say it.
Okay. When is a joke ever going to be a joke? And I say that, right? I have sat and watched comedians do black jokes, do Christian jokes, do all kind of jokes. And it's like now, I mean, we are so sensitive. He's a comedian. That's what he gets paid to do. Like, you call, you know, so I don't think he should apologize. He's a comedian. That's what he does. I'm not looking to him to address the United Nations or to speak on world peace. I'm looking on him to make a joke. And everybody knows that with any joke, there's always a little truth to it, or it's not right. funny. That's the basis of it. You're taking a truth, distorting it a little bit to make or exaggerating it to get a laugh. And that's what people do. And it's like I really hate now that comedians cannot be funny. I get it where he was on because it wasn't like his private show. It was nationally televised or whatever. But still, it was Sunday night. It was a joke, and that was it. To me, that should be it. I get why everybody else is saying I feel like that was out of taste or whatever. Cool. If I was Jamie Foxx, I wouldn't say anything about it. That was a joke. I make jokes. If you didn't like the joke, okay. I get it. Trust me.
I mean, you can't really say anything about it. I always say that to everyone. Just like celebrities, don't apologize. Unless you said something bad about Beyonce, then you better apologize. But other than that, it's okay. Just let it go. We will forgive you.
Like, seriously, they are willing to, like, crucify a comedian for saying a joke. I remember when, Tracy Morgan went in and did, and here, my whole issue with that, even though I didn't agree with what he said, but he was joking. Like, you came to his show and got offended. You took money, paid money, and got offended when he said something. That's just ridiculous to me. Like, for real, it's a joke. That's part of the thing. If you don't like jokes, you don't need to watch. You shouldn't watch him anymore. Do not watch him anymore. I thought it was funny, and Jamie said, but I thought it was hilarious. I hope we did not get backlash for this show.
No,
sorry.
You'll be fine.
Thank you.
You'll be fine. All right, so on to other award shows. So this weekend, First Lady Michelle Obama celebrated the beauty, power, and tenacity of black women while spreading her own message of education for girls at Black Girls Rock. She gave an inspiring speech stating, "No matter who you are, no matter where you come from, you are beautiful," she told the crowd. All right, she also wasn't the only honoree at Saturday night's festivities in Newark, New Jersey. Other awards went to actress Jada Pinkett Smith, who by far looked so amazing on the red carpet standing next
to her
equally beautiful mother and daughter. I was just like, come on now. This is not even fair. Is her mother even started looking? I feel like her mom might be looking younger than her, too. Like, her mom is, like, aging backwards.
Black women just beautiful. I'm sorry. Black women just beautiful. And that right there is the proof right there.
Absolutely.
You're exactly right. I saw her mom, and I was like, wow, that's
ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Insane. She is gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Also, Erykah Badu was celebrated that evening. Actress Cicely Tyson, Selma director Ava DuVernay, and educator Nadia Lopez. Oh, and also Dr. Helene D. Gale. She's the president and CEO of CARE USA, which is a humanitarian organization. You should look that up and see if you want to get involved. But yeah, kudos to Black Girls Rock for every year making young black women and women of all ages, really, just proud to be who we are. Black Girls
Rock.
All right,
I'm excited to watch
it
air.
Me too. I can't wait. Cannot wait to see it for sure. So we'll make sure we'll keep you guys in the loop of when it hits the airwaves so you know when to tune in, DVR. No, don't DVR that. You watch it live. Live. And you tweet us
live.
Time. We'll let you know. All right. That's it for entertainment news this week.
Yeah.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Tonight is my birthday.
March 30th, football player Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks will be 27 MC, don't hurt him, Hammer. I said MC, don't hurt him, Hammer, will be 53. Good God, he does not look it. Rapper Kid Ink, your man, shit, yeah, 29, will be 29 on April the 1st. April 2nd, rapper Young Jock, wow, will be 32. Reality star Tracy Braxton will be 43. Rapper Roscoe Dash, hey, that dude is smart. We interviewed him. I don't know if y'all remember that on TD Radio.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
He's a smart dude. Anyway, I'm going to get into all that. April 3rd, actress Amanda Bynes will be 29. Actor Eddie Murphy will be 54 years old. Singer Leona Lewis, will be 30. April 4th, pop singer Austin Mahone will be 19. Actor Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man himself, will be 50. Actress Britney Spears' younger sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, will be 24. R&B singer and chocolate goddess, Sweet Mahogany. Jill Scott will be 43. Yes, I'm going to pause for that. I'm sorry. Jill will be 43.
You know Jill Scott? I think she moved to Nashville.
I don't know that.
I put that on everything.
No, I'm saying I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually doing the show live parked outside her house right now. Anyway, April 5th, Pharrell Williams will be 42, and rapper Juicy J will be 40. You know, it's a trip. Some of the most popular rappers that are out right now are, like, in their 40s and still killing the game. For all y'all youngins out there, do some homework and Google Juicy J, okay? He was around when there was 8 tracks. No, I'm kidding. He was not around during 8 tracks. No, but Juicy J.
Because
then
that means you were around when there were 8 tracks. Come on, man.
Yeah.
No.
And Pharrell Williams, I think Pharrell Williams made a deal with, like, a vampire or something. Cause it's
he
ridiculous.
Doesn't age.
It's ridiculous. Like, interview with a vampire face. It's ridiculous. He does not age.
No. At all.
Mm-mm.
Ladies, I missed you. Good to be back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Missed you. Sure did. Have a quick announcement for you folks listening. Guess what? Our 2015 Team Reporter Search starts Wednesday, April 1st.
Boom.
So, if you want to join our dream team, all you got to do is visit teendiaries.net/teamreporter to get details. And you could download an application. So make sure you head over to the link. It's teendiaries.net/teamreporter and apply today. Yay!
Yep.
All right. Oh. Okay, so we have some time left. So y'all want to do, I can't stand it when, I got to think of something.
Or I can definitely talk about my spring break or an all.
Oh, yeah, talk about your spring break.
Okay, kiddos, since y'all say y'all not old, but you're not old, but so I'm going to call you guys kiddos. Anyway, this spring break, I did something different. I always thought I was going to do, like, the PCB, yeah, going down to the beach and whatever. I always thought I would do that, but anyway. This spring break, I participated in an alternative spring break trip. My school sends out what seems like thousands of trips all over the nation. Also, we do it on winter break, spring break. There's another time they do it. But even some of them are abroad as well in different countries. But anyway, so I was sent to Lexington, Kentucky, and I worked on a farm/domestic violence shelter. It was really fun. We went to Greenhouse 17. The location is, like, completely discreet, and, like, we didn't know where we were going to go until the day of, and we planted things. Like, I have never been so excited to, like, roll around in the dirt in my life. It was so fun. We played with the horses. Well, I didn't play with horses, but they played with the horses. And,
well, they
I mean, look, because I looked from afar. Yes, I did. But, yeah. But, yeah, it was so fun to interact with, like, the ladies. There was also a few inmates from the local prison that came, and they do, like, they volunteer there to get time off their sentence. So, like, it was interesting to interact with them as well. And I don't know, it was just a really welcoming, friendly environment despite all the stress and turmoil in these ladies' lives. But it was really great just to be there and spend my week in service. So I had fun.
Awesome. I feel like everyone should do that. At least
just for a week. Literally, it's only a week out of your life. Like, you can go to the beach any other day, but they were so happy to have us. So it was like 10 of us, two site leaders. The rest were girls, and there was one guy, Jim. Jim held it down. He held it down on our trip. So yeah, maybe I'll write something and reflection or something. I don't know.
Absolutely, your story will encourage other people to just like give it a try. One spring break, spring break, where you're giving
it's
your
fun.
Time to lift others. Yeah, that's super cool. Love that. Okay, does anybody have an? Ooh, I can't. And it win.
I do.
Me too. Go ahead.
Well, two things. It's in regards to Instagram. I can't stand when you see somebody in public and they call you by your Instagram name. I hate it.
That irks me.
Second, I hate when you don't look like your picture in real life. I don't like it. I think for the most part, I look the same when people meet me. I am tall and dark with a bald head. That's pretty much it. There's no surprises. There's nothing crazy. I am what you see. The other difference is when I see people... some people have some magical filters on Instagram. It must be an app that I like. They must got a upgrade that I am not aware about, because there are some magical. I'm talking about you. I'm not gonna say no names, but you will go from looking like a 1 to a 10 on the app, and then I see you in person. I'm like, oh my god, that's not you.
That ain't you.
And then I actually want to go back and comment on the pictures and be like, this is not the same person I met last night. I want to do that. I'm like, I'm not mean. I'm not a mean person. But it irks me.
I feel you. I got one.
Okay.
Well, this kind of happened before spring break, but like, it kind of goes together, but I hate unorganized professors, professors that they'll assign something. For instance, I had like a pop exam, but it wasn't on the syllabus. But it was like, we weren't supposed to have exams in this class because it's not an exam class. It's just like a free thought type of thing. And so I just cannot stand unorganized professors. Like, why? And pop exams that are like basically the exam was like, how do you feel? Like, I feel like I don't want to take this right now, but. Whatever. It was like right before spring break too, and I'm like, and I know you're not gonna read it. Like, why do you assign me things that you're not gonna read?
All
right.
That sucks.
That's my thing.
If I was a professor, I'd grade people if I like them. I would never read. Just being honest.
But especially the research papers that are due at the end of the semester, like, and y'all got 2 weeks to grades are due, and I know you're not going to read all 15 pages of this research paper that I spent my whole life doing. You're just going to slap a grade on it, but it's okay. It's okay. I ain't mad.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why it should be based upon, that. Like, if you act nice to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're nice, I'm going to give you a good grade. You need to be nice then.
That's horrible. That's what the tenured professors do here. Sorry.
I like proof. Them. I'm with it.
No, like, I'm not paying you for that. Anyway, I'm sorry, y'all. School problem.
Okay, I have one. I can't stand it when someone's standing in my personal space. It drives me crazy. Because I'm like, we're in line. You're behind me in line. I don't need to smell. If I smell your perfume, you're too close to me. Like, I need you to back up. Like, at least 2 feet. Like, I wonder if I could swing my arms around in one complete circle, I should not be able to hit you if I swing around. Okay? Ooh. Like, being, like, right on the back of my feet doesn't make you, like, the line move any faster. Like, you're still going to be behind me. Like, you're still going to be one person behind me. No one's slipping in between. No, it just drives me crazy. I don't understand it. I don't get it. It's so frustrating.
I feel like it kind of reminds me of, like, when people, like, read over your, like, shoulder or, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm, like, on my phone and it's, like, What are you doing? I don't know. Minding my business. What are you doing? Reading my text message? I don't know. Maybe you should get a life. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah,
I agree.
Situations.
Oh, another one. Ooh, I can. I'm going to say it properly. Not I can't stand a win. Ooh, I cannot stand a win. Someone gives advice that you didn't ask for. I didn't ask you.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you. Like, why are you telling me this? Like, I did not ask your professional opinion. I did not care what you think. Nor did I ask you what you think. So could you please just not give me advice that I didn't ask for? It drives me crazy.
You're not the boss of me. Don't tell me. What to do.
I know. This is really personal for me. I was actually at an event, and this woman told me that I need to stand up straight. I was talking. I was in the middle of a conversation, and she told me I need to stand up straight. And I was like, excuse you? Like, I literally was like, did that just happen? Okay, I was dreaming. I'm like, no. Because there's no way that I'm, like, hunched over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But, like, you thought it was appropriate to interrupt me in between what I was saying and be like, stand up straight.
Hey, you know
like
how funny
your
parents
would do.
God, that's funny.
Yeah. Clearly, I'm still mad. That happened weeks ago, but I'm still
yes,
mad.
Clearly. It's good to see you yeah. over that.
Yeah.
I hate when people pop their gum. I'm popping that gum. I feel like Madea. I'm popping that gum. I hate when people pop their gum. Stop it.
So let me ask you something. This is an important question.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Hold that thought, because you know my memory is bad, and I'm going to forget. Ooh, I can't stand it when you go to the movie theater and you sit in front of a little kid, and then you're upset when they kick your seat. Why did you sit in front of the little kid? You know they're going to kick your seat. Sit somewhere else. Like, you know it's going to happen. But you want to turn around the whole movie like, can you watch your feet, please? Like, no, can you move seats? Because that child is, like, 3 and doesn't know any better.
I mean, but if they're 3 and you're taking them to an R-rated movie, like,
oh, that's bad.
Why are you taking your baby to this movie where they don't even know what they're talking about?
Hey, sometimes you can't get a babysitter.
I mean,
hey, sometimes
okay,
you can't.
Well, I mean, I guess, whatever.
I wouldn't do that, though. That's
I still wouldn't do that, though, yeah.
That's a little ratchet.
Repercussions. Yeah. I don't want my child come back cussing at me now because I didn't take him to see our movie.
That's rated
no.
ratchet. Rated R
yeah.
or ratchet?
Rated ratchet.
Okay, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, it's just when stuff like that happens, and you got to remember that you are the face of Teen Diaries, TD Radio,
yes.
Pretty Girl Sweat. So when these moments happen, like in that this person told you to stand up straight, how hard is it for you? And I guess this is for you and it just even celebrities, like how do you maintain the core, the cool, calm, when really you want to tell somebody, hey, man, shut the
Big
you know, you just want to, yeah,
exactly.
So
it's tough.
Like when she
you
told
that.
You that,
it's,
like what happened?
Tough.
Like what were you thinking?
Because I grinned. I was almost confused. I was like, and you know, and I tried to be respectful because it was a doctor that was telling me. So I was like, huh? And then I just was just like, I am standing up straight. No, you're not. I'm like, now I'm upset. Because I'm like, wait a second. Well, what are you saying now? No, I'm not. And then it was like, I'm like, we're at a very relaxed setting. I don't think I'm hunched over, but I think I'm just chilling out. Like, nobody walks with their chest out like they're a prince that's about to save. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what is this woman talking about? So I literally grinned and bared it, and then, of course, talked about her like a dog when I got in the car. But other than that, yeah. And I'm talking about her on TV.
Yep.
Yeah.
On Teen Diaries.
That's okay.
Yeah,
let
air it out.
Get it off the chest.
Yeah, air it out. Well, folks, I hate to see you guys go, but as always, thanks for listening to TD Radio. We hope you enjoyed our chit-chat with Chelsea. Be sure to tune in next time as we prep all high school seniors for their freshman year of college. Stopping by to share some wisdom and laughs will be dynamic duo This Boy, That Girl. Until then, follow us on Twitter at Teen Diaries, at Moiba, a.k.a. Mo, and at Mouthing Off Blog. And as always, remember to stay young, stay fly, stay unique, and stay fabulous. We're out.
Boom. Boom! Boom!
Just say it. Okay, anyway. Bye, y'all.
Boom! Boom! The music's supposed to play.
I know.
Wait a minute.
Boom!
I put the countdown. I'm sorry.
TD Radio.